Owatonna's defensive coordinator and activities director, Mark Octakirk. You guys have to come up with a defense against Elk River, who is probably going to run the ball. I say that tongue-in-cheek because that's all they do. They do it well, but Owatonna has contained it, it seems like, the last couple of years. So talk about what has to be done to do it again against Elk River.
Well, the first thing that the kids just have to play really disciplined football. Do their jobs, play as a team, you know, and really it's Elk River is, as usual, every year they're very physical. They get off the ball really fast, so our D linemen, our linebackers need to be quick off the ball as well and meet their tenacity in the trenches. I mean, because that's really their game is inside, and we'll see. So it's a tough week of practice preparing for them because they're a very good team, as they are every year. So hopefully our kids can be up to the task again this season.
Because finding the ball is difficult, isn't it? Who has the ball?
Correct. You know, they do a super, super good job faking. All their backs fake it out. Their quarterback fakes it out because they can have the fullback, either halfback, and the quarterback is on a keepers or boot keepers. So, again, it comes down to the kids being extremely disciplined, reading their keys, doing their jobs, and staying fit. You know, they can't – as soon as they start venturing off and trying to do someone else's job is when you're going to get hurt.
And how has the community, the school body, everything kind of taken to this team this season?
Oh, great. You know, I mean, the our community is so special as far as our support. You know, again, you could see it last week at TCO with our fans versus Chaska fans. Again, I you know, cold outside, and you just look up there and see our student section, our parents, our community that came and supported us in that game was outstanding. You know, there's a buzz in the school, as there always is. Our community is excited about it, so I would be shocked if I didn't see a sea of blue up at U.S. Bank like we typically do. So our community has always rallied up around our activities and our kids and what they participate in. So it's special to be a part of it.
Thanks, Mark.
Absolutely. Thank you, Roy.